Texans 360 begins right now. I'm your host, Drew Doherty, and hey, what's more natural than a dude in a suit at a carnival? Lots. So let's get going on the show. We've got a lot to get to today, Texans in the community, and tons of combine breakdowns. But we start a one-on-one with John Harris and Dane Brugler of CBSSports.com. He's an expert in the draft for those folks, and they discuss quarterbacks.
We're making this an annual tradition, getting a sit-down with my buddy from CBSSports.com, Dane Brugler. Dane, we've been talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about quarterbacks a little bit. We're going to talk about the number 22 spot in the draft. And presumably on a lot of people's boards, the top three quarterbacks we know are Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch.
Right.
Of those three, which one would you anticipate, if it's possible, being available at number 22?
Out of those three, it's probably Paxton Lynch, quarterback from Memphis. Quarterback still very young in quarterback years, a player that only had two offers out of high school, Florida A&M and Memphis. And he goes to Memphis, and he's really self-taught at the position. He hasn't been going to his quarterback camp since he was young, like a lot of these quarterback prospects we see these days. And so I think he needs a lot of work. And there are a lot of scouts around the league that think 3 to 5 years from now, when we look back at this draft class, Paxton Lynch will be the best quarterback, the best passer out of this class.
At 22, there's a thought with a number of teams that need the Browns, right. The 49ers, potentially the Rams, some talk of the Eagles. So Maybe those three guys are off the board. If those three quarterbacks are off the board at number 22, if you're the Texans, what would you do at that spot?
Well, I'm hoping a guy like Ezekiel Elliott or, you know, an impact player is there for me that falls to me at 22. But you need a quarterback. And you have to look long and hard at Connor Cook. You have to do your homework and figure out, is he worth that pick? I think he's the most NFL-ready quarterback in this class. He can start tomorrow. But there are concerns. Concerns about the way he handles himself. How will he acclimate himself to an NFL locker room? Does he have those leadership skills that the veterans are going to, you know, look at him and say, okay, he's our leader in the huddle, in the clubhouse. Is he worth that pick?
At that point, those four quarterbacks we talked about, Goff, right. Lynch, Wentz, and Cook. The fifth one is people in Houston have been talking about for a while because of the connection to Bill O'Brien.
Right.
What are your thoughts about Christian Hackenberg, and where does he fit in this draft class?
He's such an enigma. The arm talent, he makes throws that other quarterbacks are just physically unable to make. He's a special player from that standpoint with his arm talent, his size, and he's a great kid. High character, type of quarterback you want to groom and develop. But the question is, what's his value? Because you look at the tape, and you know his coaching staff the last 2 years, the play calling, his offensive line. He lost Allen Robinson after that 2013 season. So there's a lot of contributing factors to why he struggled on tape. But there's also a lot of that blamed on him. While you see the talent, you see the ability, and you want to develop it, you probably have to get him in somewhere in the top 50 picks because he has that ability, he has that potential. And so what's his value? It's really hard to say. I think he comes off the board somewhere in that second round. You know, a team like, say, the Rams that don't get that quarterback in the first round. You know, Houston probably want to see this quarterback get on the field as a rookie, where Hackenberg, he needs to sit for at least one more year, his senior season in college, another way to put it. And so that's why I don't love the connection. But obviously with Bill O'Brien, that was his best season, 2013 in Penn State. So it does make some sense.
And this draft does have depth. Maybe not two at the top, but it's got depth. Dane Brugler, CBSSports.com, NFL draft analyst. And you got all kinds of stuff going on. Dane, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime. Thanks.